This is Roosevelt City Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting July 3rd, 2024, 4:30 p.m.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. Welcome, everybody. This is the July 3rd, 2024 Roosevelt Housing Authority board meeting. We'll go ahead and call it to order. We'll do a roll call. We'll start with you down there, Hal.
Present.
Okay.
Lynn Snow, present.
Bo Hancock, present.
Joshua Baker, present.
Okay. We do have a quorum, so we'll proceed as outlined. Number two, agenda item, public hearing.
No.
I don't think we have any need for that.
Yeah, no. Okay.
So we will jump to item number four, the approval of the May 8th, 2024 meeting. Those present, have you had a chance to receive those minutes, and do you find them to be in order?
I've looked through them.
I find nothing.
I don't find anything. I'll move it. We approve them.
Okay, we have a first by Lynn Snow. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second by Harold. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And next we'll move to item number five, approval of expenditures, the April and May 2024. Everybody received a list of those expenditures in their packet. Do we have any questions for Margaret or questions before the board for those expenditures?
I have none.
On page three, we've got Anchor Roosevelt LLC, $9,765. That's
Cottonwood Apartments. They have probably about so 20 of our voucher people. So
all of them do combine.
So there's quite a few of them in that one.
Okay.
What line item are we looking on page three?
Well, look down there. You can see the $9,765.
Gotcha.
That's on the expenditures. You've got my paper, that's why I can't
find
it.
Right there.
Yeah.
You have some others need to initial it, I guess, but.
Yeah. You guys initial these as well?
I don't have any. I mean, there's some expenditures. I don't know which caused them, but they show up on. Cottonwood Creek for April expenses, what caused that to jump up?
So those are what they call the excess cash flow, and at the end of our year, if there's any extra cash, it's divided up between, let me get my figures here. Let's see, American Express gets 5%, Utah Housing Corporation gets 50%, and then they write a check to Roosevelt City Housing Authority for 45%. So it comes out of Cottonwood and Kings Peak and goes into the Roosevelt Housing Authority. So you'll
okay.
see it on all three of those.
So, yeah, there's both the Kings Peak and the
yeah.
Cottonwood. I saw that.
And then it'll show as a deposit on the Roosevelt City Housing.
Okay.
Thank you, Lynn. Any other questions on the April and May expenses?
Okay. I have none.
I don't have any.
Okay. Having no further questions or discussions, we'd accept a motion to approve those expenditures.
So I'll move.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. We have first by Lynn, second by, we got to be quicker.
Yeah.
Second by Harold. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Number six, the formal actions. We have a resolution,
yeah.
you know, permanently appointing Margaret Chatwin as the executive director.
Yeah, I just wanted like an official vote on that so we could get it in the records.
Oh, that's great. I think we approved that preliminary based upon need with the board via email, but let's go ahead and make that formal before the regularly scheduled.
I make a motion. We approve resolution 2024-01.
I'll second it.
All right, Josh is quick on the spot. We got a first by Josh, and we have a second by Lynn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, we're going to pass that resolution, and you'll have that documentation as appointed as permanent director of the Housing Authority. So.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Sorry for not doing that sooner.
I didn't even think about it, neither did Cindy. She was like, oh.
We were all just operating that you were. That takes us all the way to number 7. Is there any other discussion items that the board has been
Are units all rented?
Yep, everything's rented. We've got voucher money, so we're issuing new vouchers now. So we're just moving along with that.
So what about your construction you were planning on along?
Yeah, we got the loan all closed out. They're starting to clear the ground out, and they're going to start digging here soon. I think we're having a meeting Monday.
Who's building them?
Utah Housing Corporation. I'm not sure who their contractor is. I can't remember the name.
Okay. So Utah Housing's doing it?
Yeah, Utah Housing is kind of all in charge of that. I'm just kind of...
And how many units are they building?
It'll be 6.
6 units?
Yep.
Where are those located at again?
On 8 South.
Yeah.
Across from my house.
Yep, right across from his house.
And one thing it's a concern is when the winds blow, mm-hmm. it'd be nice if they could keep that sand a little moist.
Yeah.
When does the wind not blow? That's the next question.
All right. Yeah, I'll mention it to him on Monday when we meet with
him. Yeah. You know, how large are the units?
There are 4 bedrooms.
And how do you know how many square feet?
I don't off the top of my head. I've got all the plans at the office. I should have brought them, I guess.
Is there a timetable we have?
I think they're hoping to have them done by April of 2025.
And will they have a garage on each one?
Yes, they'll have a garage.
So be all the same floor plan, or is it going to be a different?
I think they'll all be the same.
And will they be rented out for a period of time, and then they'll have an opportunity to buy them?
Yeah, 15 years, and then they'll have the opportunity to buy them, or we sell them. We sell them after 15 years, whether the person in them buys them or somebody else.
The first Crown Houses Utah Housing did, mm-hmm. we built here in Roosevelt. I was on the board, and... Mm-hmm. We built the first Crown Houses that Utah Housing ever did right here in Roosevelt.
He blazed that trail for everybody then. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, how much involvement do you have in those other than...
Not a ton. I've been just signing the papers and just kind of overseeing what they're... Not overseeing, but following along with what they're doing, I guess. When we get towards the end of the program, they said I could help pick like carpet colors and cabinets and stuff like that.
Now, are the streets in...
There will, let's see, that's going to all be facing the 800, so I don't think that they're going to be needing...
Oh, they're not going to need any streets because they're all going to face 800. Yeah. Is there curb and gutter along there?
There is right now, yes.
Okay.
And sidewalk.
Okay.
Good.
Problem.
I think that's going to be good for the community,
yeah.
Right?
To I think so.
Is that high back curb? I mean, so we're going to have to cut it?
Curb.
Huh?
Slope curb.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah,
so we won't have to cut it for driveways. Okay.
Yeah, one side of the street is the step curb, the other side is the slope curb.
Okay.
Curb.
Okay. Well, you have thoughts on that, Josh? Has the city been involved in that much?
Not a lot. Kind of watching it, following it. But
yeah, that's like us.
So who owned them?
I'm not sure.
Davis?
Cindy did all that part, so I'm not sure.
I think we owned them one time, and I mm-hmm. sold them, traded them to Davis, I think.
Oh,
go on. I think that's...
Well, it's good to see some options coming in the community, and right now it's really tough to get into a home.
I know.
There's a lady that, she has a son that's got somewhat of a disability. He just kept... find anything to rent or even buy.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your work on that, Margaret, and keeping us up to date on the developments there. Any other discussions or comments from the board?
I'd just like to congratulate Margaret
mm-hmm.
on
yep.
officially being appointed. But we really do appreciate all you're doing. You're
thank
fantastic
you.
And really appreciate it.
It's a lot to learn, but we'll get there slowly.
Yeah. Thank you.
Does anybody on the board have a need for a closed session?
All right.
I don't either. Well, with that
was quick. meeting.
Yeah, we like it. With that, I'll
make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, we got the first one.
I mean, Josh.
And a second by Josh. Before I ask for a vote, just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Enjoy your holiday weekend. Yeah, so with that, we'll have a vote. First by Lynn, second by Josh to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Thank you, board members.